There was a smattering of applause and a few whoops. Ron took a bow.
"What were you after?"
asked Seamus eagerly. Before any of them could parry the question with one of their own, Harry felt a terrible, scorching pain in the lightning scar. As he turned his back hastily on the curious and delighted faces, the room of requirement vanished, and he was standing inside a ruined stone shack, and the rotting floorboards were ripped apart at his feet. A disinterred golden box lay open and empty beside the hole, and Voldemort's scream of fury vibrated inside his head. With an enormous effort, he pulled out of Voldemort's mind again, back to where he stood, swaying, in the room of requirement, sweat pouring from his face, and Ron holding him up.
"Are you all right, Harry?" Neville was saying. "Want to sit down? I expect you're tired, aren't you?"
"No," said Harry.
He looked at Ron and Hermione, trying to tell them without words that Voldemort had just discovered the loss of one of the other Horcruxes. Time was running out fast. If Voldemort chose to visit Hogwarts next, they would miss their chance.
"We need to get going," he said,
and their expressions told him that they understood.
"What are we going to do then, Harry?" asked Seamus. "What's the plan?"
"Plan?"
repeated Harry. He was exercising all his willpower to prevent himself succumbing again to Voldemort's rage. His scar was still burning.
"Well, there's something we, Ron, Hermione and I, need to do, and then we'll get out of here."
Nobody was laughing or whooping anymore. Neville looked confused.
"What do you mean, get out of here?"
"We haven't come back to stay," said Harry, rubbing his scar, trying to soothe the pain.
"There's something important we need to do." "What is it?"
I can't tell you." There was a ripple of muttering at this. Neville's brows contracted.
"Why can't you tell us? It's something to do with fighting you-know-who, right?"
"Well, yeah."
"Then we'll help you."
The other members of Dumbledore's army were nodding, some enthusiastically, others solemnly. A couple of them rose from their chairs to demonstrate their willingness for immediate action.
"You don't understand."
Harry seemed to have said that a lot in the last few hours.
We can't tell you. We've got to do it alone."
"Why?" asked Neville. "Because," in his desperation to start looking for the missing Horcrux, or at least to have a private discussion with Ron and Hermione about where they might commence their search, Harry found it difficult to gather his thoughts. His scar was still searing. "Dumbledore left the three of us a job," he said carefully. "And we weren't supposed to tell. I mean, he wanted us to do it. Just the three of us."
"We're his army," said Neville. "Dumbledore's army. We were all in it together. We've been keeping it going while you three have been off on your own."
"It hasn't exactly been a picnic, mate," said Ron.
"I never said it had. But I don't see why you can't trust us. Everyone in this room's been fighting, and they've been driven in here because the Carrows were hunting them down. Everyone in here's proven they're loyal to Dumbledore, loyal to you."
"Look," Harry began, without knowing what he was going to say, but it did not matter. The tunnel door had just opened behind him.